When one thinks of New England, many things come to mind. Small towns, autumn, Salem witch trials, and ghost stories. It seems every town has its own unique ghost story, and my hometown of Wilton, New Hampshire is no exception. There's no ignoring the tale of the Blue Lady haunting Vale End Cemetery when talking about Wilton. It seems that's all the tourists want to hear about. Recently, I interviewed my mother.
Michelle Hutchinson, and I'm from Wilton, New Hampshire.
She not only has extensive research of Wilton itself, but more than enough of the Blue Lady to fill an encyclopedia. I joined her in her Cape-style home, the sound of wind blowing the trees outside, her dog sitting by her feet, and the tick of the grandfather clock in the background.
The Blue Lady is Mary Ritter Spaulding, who was born January 12, 1773, and died April 27, 1808. The tale is Mary haunts the cemetery, and she appears as a bright blue column of light, or a white light, above the stone. Some say that her blue figure walks the cemetery. It's been described as about 3 feet wide and 6 feet tall.
After marrying Isaac Spaulding on April 9th, 1795, he and Mary moved from New Ipswich to Wilton on March 18th, 1800. There are many theories surrounding her early death, like the possibility of contracting smallpox, to the more dramatic.
Her husband had buried her alive. She was murdered. She died in childbirth, and that she had a possible son by the name of James. But records don't record any children born at that time. A really wild story was that she was sentenced to death and hung for committing a crime by the townspeople of Wilton. She had murdered her siblings over an inheritance from her father.
But one truly surprising.
Her husband Isaac had a second wife. A year after Mary died, he remarried. And she had died, and she was buried on top of Mary. The first Mary, so they share the same grave. Visitors that go to the cemetery experience strange things in the cemetery as a whole. Their flashlight and camera batteries drain fast and they die. People feel a presence that's there, not a good presence, but an evil presence, and they have the urge to leave. People see gray figures and have also felt a demonic presence up at the cemetery.
After my interview with Michelle, my fiancé and I decided to explore Mary's grave. It's a thin stone slab broken to a point at the top, sitting by the trees at the edge of the cemetery. Moss covers Mary's name, date of birth, and death. As we were exploring the area, my fiancé and I began getting a headache. As we approached the car to leave, we noticed our headaches had gone away. Could it have been Mary's spirit annoyed at us disturbing her? We're not sure, but you can always check it out for yourself. As long as it's before 7 p.m.